Thank you, Father. On the wings of this eagle, Father, you lifteth us today. You lift us. Thank you, Father. You lift us up into the glory. Through the great doorway. Into the throne of grace. Into where you are. Today we step into the glory of your righteousness. Today we step in to the standing that we have with you, Lord. The glorious standing. As you openeth your great robe to us and we enter in to its glory. We enter in to its light. We enter in to the standing that we have with you as we are encompassed into you. We live and move and have our being. Today we are holy and without blame before you in love as we put on the glory. Your glory, your shield, your robe. The righteousness of God, which is of faith, we put it on today. Today, you present us faultless. Today, we stand blameless, without reproach. Today, we are clothed in the grace that you giveth us today. You giveth grace today. We put on this robe. We put on the glory of it. We put on the fullness of it. Today we are without accusation. All accusation against us has been settled in the courtroom of heaven. All accusation has been settled. We stand in a blameless state before you. We stand 100% justified. We stand justified in your grace. We are clothed in the exceeding great shield that you giveth us. And today we take the wings of this eagle into your grace. We walk in to your garden where you stand as the lily, the Father's perfection of grace. So pure, so resolute, so still, yet all the grace floweth through you. We enter in as you openeth this flower, the field to us. We enter into the perfection of your grace. We enter in to the stillness, into the yoke that's easy, where all our burden is extracted from us, where all our heaviness is lifted from us, where all the weariness of the journey of the trials is lifted, the yoke that's easy, the burden that is light, where all heaviness and weariness has been lifted. We put on the yoke that's easy. We put on the burden that is light. We put on the effervescent robe made of the pure lily. We put on the rest. We give our eye of the heart to you to focus to your grace that clothes our mind and our heart and our body in the perfect harmony the harmonizing of our spirit, our mind, and our body into the rest, the stillness of the mind, the stillness of the heart, the stillness. Be still and know. We put on the crown of the lily, as wisdom giveth unto our head the ornament of grace. We put on this grace today. The yoke that's easy. Let grace and peace be multiplied to us today. Somebody, you just felt like a weight coming right off of your back, actually. It may have just got healed because I just felt it come right off the center of my back. Like something just lifted off of you if you were having back trouble. That was actually a spirit there. That wasn't actually a natural infirmity. It just lifted right off of you. I saw it. It was a... it doesn't matter. Lord, I thank you. Release. You just loose that person right there. Whoa, I just feel your freedom. Whoa, man, you were going to go to the chiropractor. He can't fix that. Not that. Oh, Rabasatala Mandasa. Now the glory of God manifesting. Father, send your glory right down her spine. Right now, pour that oil. Whoa, right down her spine. It's a hurt. Whoa, release that. There you go. Wow. I'm getting freedom too. Hallelujah. I'm feeling your freedom. Wow, that feels good. Thank you, Lord. Glory. You're feeling your spine now is tingling right now. Like oil dropped out of heaven all down your spine. You've been in a lot of pain. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We wear your rest. We wear your grace. We come into the tree of life today. Oh, thank you for this glorious life. We thank you for the leaves of the tree, the medicine of the nation. Today, you encompasseth us with these leaves, the glory that is upon the manifested glory. We receive the virtue. We receive the medicine. We receive the healing of the nations flooding into our body, flooding into our mind, flooding in to our heart. We absorb the leaves of the tree. Today we receive it. We receive it. We receive it. I'm going to have to move on. The Lord just said for me to move on up. Oh, thank you, Father. We take the wings of this eagle now. Up. Up. Into the glory lifteth us. Into the Father's room. Into the glory of the Father's room. Into the manifested glory. This is the room you prepared for us, Lord. So much. Today, we step in. We see that you have given unto us your glory. That we are in you. You are in the Father. Father, grant us today, Father of lights, every good gift and every perfect gift coming out from you. Father of love, envelop us today, encompasseth us into the glory, Father. Lift us up on the wings of an eagle, separating the world, separating the toils separating, the trials separating, the atmospheres separating, the unbelief and the doubt separating, all the darkness. O Jah that rideth upon the heavens, we enter in to you, Father of lights, the God of all grace. Today you give grace and glory, Father. Today no good thing will you withhold from us. You withhold nothing from us. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is your good pleasure, you that spared not your only Son, shall you not freely give us all things? It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Today we enter in to you, Father of lights, encompasseth us, translated out from the darkness into your marvelous light. Translated out from the darkness into your marvelous glory. Lifting us all up into the realms of your glory. Lifting us up into the realms of the glory. The glory realm where you encompasseth us into the glory. Clothe us in our original image. Clothe us in glory. Clothe us in your grace. Grant us today great grace to be upon us. Grant us the grace to reign in this life. Grant us our image, the encompassing glory of Christ, the encompassing grace, the encompassing light. We put on this light. We see every good gift, perfect gifts coming out from you today. Today, you grant us daily manna. Today, you surprise us. Today, Father, you do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask, think, or imagine, according to the dunamis working in us today. Dunamis flowing out. Glory flowing out. Today you hold us up into love. Today you encompasseth us in your grace. You encompasseth us into your light. Today, somebody right now, I see like a cord that was holding you and it was being stretched, and that cord had snapped. And you just ascended right up into a new realm, and you're clothed in it right now. I see his glory, a woe overshadowing you. And I see you walk right into the Father, and you were just swallowed up into glory, swallowed up into victory. Father, we bring all our heart to you. Vengeance belongs to you. Any enemy of our heart, every spiritual enemy of our hearts, swallow it up into victory. Swallow it up into light. Swallow up into glory. Swallow it up into love. Swallow 20 years of pain. Swallow it. Swallow it up. As we are not of the world, we are of you. You clothe us with your own self, Father. Now just offer your heart up into him. Man, his glory is all around. Just offer up your heart. Lord, today, swallow my heart up into victory. Encompass me into the light. Break every chain. Break every cord. Sever every cord. Snap every chain. Every cord, if you see a cord right now, command that thing. Cut it down. Sever it right there. Sever that cord. I see that. Like where I sever that cord right now. Be loosed from the earth. Be loosed. Be loosed. Father, we give you our heart for reconciliation. We give you our heart for wholeness and healing. We give you our heart. I will recompense our heart with love. Recompense our heart with grace. Recompense our heart with joy. Let joy break forth. Recompense our heart with a yoke of glory. Recompense our heart with victory. Recompense my heart with great light, great joy. Recompense us with strength and might. Recompense us with transfigurating glory that comes out from you. Recompense us with transfigurating light that comes out from you. Recompense us with transfigurating love that swallows up the world, that swallows up care, that swallows up pain, that swallows up all things, all offenses swallowed up, all betrayal swallowed up, swallowing up all heaviness, swallow it up, breaking. Oh, death, where is your sting? Sibrandas are swallowed up into the life, into the glory. Clothe us with the multitudes of your own self, Father. I am your son. We are your daughters. Clothe us in our sonship. Clothe us in love and security and wholeness. Recompense all the enemy's warfare against this heart, against our temple. We bring our heart to you, Father. Right up into the light, right up into the glory, right up into love, right into victory. Unlock, loose the chain, loose the cords, loose the pain, loose. Boy, some people are getting free in here today. Loose the rejections from that realm we call earth. Loose the warfare from that realm we call earth, that battleground. We've come out of the battleground, Lord. We've come to be restored. We've come to be loved and honored. Father, honor us. Father, love us freely. Father, love us. Hold us. Hold us. I feel your joy. Joy breaking forth in the presence of the right hand. There are pleasures forevermore. The pleasure clothed. Woo! Clothed in the joy and the beauty of the Lord is walking through here today. Your angelic hosts are walking through here today. Good gifts, perfect gifts being administrated to us just because we're sons, just because we're daughters. Our citizenship is from above, and today we're refreshed and renewed. There's a renewal in here. Step into the renewing light. Step into the renewing glory. Let him renew your strength like the eagle, that you may mount up again. Let him renew you. Let him renew your heart, lifting all the weightiness, lifting all the veils. Shatter every veil. Shatter the darkness. Shatter the veils, Father. You are the Father of our spirit, the guardian of our heart. We relinquish our heart unto you, to be sheltered, to be hidden in you, to be shielded from the world. You shield us with this glory coming around us. Whew. The thick shield of glory coming around us. We offer the rear guard. Any arrow, any dart, any spear, any word that was assigned against us, let them be canceled in the midst of the glory. Lift the veil of the world. Lift all the darts and the arrows and set your glory on our rear guard, that our back is shielded with white, thick glory. Wow. Shumbrada sonda. I feel your strength. I feel your might. I feel your love. My heart stands reconciled today, free of offense, free of trespass, free, Father, of the world system, free. My heart's freed from the opinions of man. My heart's freed from the assaults of the enemy. My heart's freed from the systems of toil. My heart's freed from the barrage of the strong man. My heart's freed in you. I am loved. I am whole. I am washed white as snow. I wear your love now. I put on your love, your great love, Father, being shed abroad into the depths of our heart, into the depths of our soul, into the depths of our emotions, into the depths. You quickeneth our body and your own self, Father. Whoo! Quickening life, flowing into the body now, charging every cell in our body with resurrection life, charging our bones with resurrection life, charging our immune system with resurrection life, quickening us with glory, quickening us. So we are feeling that quickening life flooding into us, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We put on the strength and the might of heaven. We put on the glory out from you, proceeding the great physician, angelic host of healing, with healing in their wings, encompassing us with the ministering flames of fire. Even the angels, Lord, ministered to you. They ministered to Elijah. The day encompass us with the ministering angels that minister strength, that minister glory, that minister freedom and liberty, that minister joy and pleasure, restoration. Some of you are feeling the strength and light flooding into the heart, flooding into the body, flooding into the soul. Transfigurating light that's coming out from you, Father. Father of lights, God of all grace. I got stuck here the other day too, Father. I'm stuck again in this glorious place in you. Father of lights, Father of lights, all this glory coming out from you. Good gifts. Surprise us today. Good gifts coming out from you. Perfect gifts coming out from you. Glory coming out from you. Joy, Father. Pleasure. Pleasure. I drink of the river of pleasure coming out from you. I drink of the glory coming out. Woo. Thank you, Father. Sabroshu vreme senda suta nanana. Yes, encompassing glory, filling up to overflowing. For today, chains are broken. Today, saith the Lord, I'll stretch forth the curtain of your habitation. Today, I will expand your tent. today. Whew. And then I will open new realms for you. Thank you, Father. Oh, I feel good now, Father. I feel good. I feel whole and refreshed. Whew. Just, if you're feeling this in here, say glory. Yeah, say glory. Say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father of lights, fill me again. Father of love, flood me again. Father of glory, fill me again. Transfigurating glory, Father, we walk in. We walk into the transfigurating glory. We walk in, woo, to the there it goes, the resurrection life. We walk into that glorious life that is from above. We walk into the glory, walk into the fullness. We step into the transfigurating light, transfigurating glory. Make us to shine like the sun. Make us to shine in the glory of God as the manifested sons of God in the last days. The glory will be upon us. It will be upon our countenance. It'll be upon our bodies. It'll be upon us. Woo, and in us. Father of lights, inhabit my being. Father of lights, inhabit my soul. Father of lights, inhabit my spirit. Father of lights, fill my temple with thine own self. Fill me, O Father of lights, with every good gift and every perfect gift coming out from you. Fill me with a manifold grace of Christ. Fill me with a manifold inheritance of Christ. Fill me with a manifold glory and the manifold wisdom. Manifold, 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 all things manifold. Fill us with a manifold blessings. Woo! Sabradidiyadadada, Father of lights. We're in your room, Father of lights. We're in your domain, Father of lights, lifting all pain. Father of lights, lifting all heaviness, all the weariness. This is the room, says the Spirit of grace, whereby I'll renew you daily. For I will send you into the battlefields, but it will not have effect upon you, saith the Lord. You will be clothed out from this room. See, Brandiriad, for I open it in a brand new way for you. I have many things for you, saith the Lord. Many, many things to adorn and equip you with. For I will not send you to the world weak. I will not send you to the world broken. I will send you to the world as an ambassador of glory, an ambassador, no matter what the enemy may do to you there. You will loose them and forgive them. You will release them, and I'll repay all that is stolen. From this room, I'll replenish all that is taken from you. I'll replenish you in body. I'll replenish you in countenance. I'll replenish you in soul. I'll replenish you in strength. I'll replenish you in spirit. I'll replenish you in resolve. You'll be ready to go out again. Walk in the light as I am in the light. I will cleanse you, saith the Lord, with a cleansing so deep, so wide, a holiness that man cannot achieve in his own, a holiness that cannot be achieved by good works, a holiness that cannot be achieved by discipline of the flesh. It's a holiness that comes out from me. It's a free gift that comes out from the fruit of the righteous robe that you wear. It's a free gift. All that I give you is free. All that I give you, I will now begin arming you, readying you for the day, for the days of glory, for the hour that you have been watching and waiting and asking for. Manore boshuri meninidia la 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 mons. Brindivri meninidia, I ascend on the wings of this great, glorious eagle. He suddenly got more glorious, Father. Woo! And to the high places with you after that room. Wow! Into the glory of joint heirship as we ascend up to be clothed in this beautiful armor of heaven, this royalty of the royal heirs of God, the royalty of heaven, clothed in the royalty, Father, clothed in the crown that you weareth, Lord, the same crown, David's crown, Solomon's crown, all the DNA, the legacy, the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their wives, and Caleb, and David, and Solomon, all the generational ancestors, all of their faith, all in this glorious crown that was intercepted. You came down into the earth and intercepted your own planting. And you brought it up into this realm and perfected it seven times. And now you crown us. Whew. You overshadow us now with the seven spirits of God. The crowning of the last day saints. The omnipresent omniscience. The omnipotent dominion. You maketh us to have dominion today. You clothe us in the seven inheritances of this glorious crown. The full dunamis creative power. Generational wealth. I'm clothed as an heir of generational wealth. Omnipresent omniscience. Whew. Strength. Honor. This is where we receive our honor. In the world we're dishonored, but here you never dishonor us. You only love us. Today we receive the honor and the titles of royalty. I don't need a title among men, Father. I have a title with you. I'm clothed in the honor of royalty here. I feel it. I wear it. I possess. I am Abraham's seed, a possessor of heaven, and now a possessor of the earth. I possess all that you have purchased for me. I am a possessor of it. I need all of it. I want all of it. I want all of it. I want the hundredfold. I want the glory from this realm. I want all the blessings. All the inheritances of Abraham operating in me and through me and with our seed here in this earth. In this church, with our seed, natural and spiritual. I want all the glory of this realm into the earth, Father. As I wear your crown, and now you've come out to meet us with the innumerable company of angels, as the Lord of the angelic armies now encompassing the crown, the glorious army that will bring this crown into the earth, that will bring its power and its glory and its movement into the earth and all of its inheritances, for the last day harvest is at hand. All of its favor, all of its strength, the warriors, the angels of inheritance, the breakers, the battering rams and the spirit, the ministering flames of fire that are with us. The angels that come out from you, the great physician that stand with us to heal, that stand with us to administrate miracle signs and wonders. The angels that bring healing to our own bodies, that minister to us. The angels that ascend and descend with us. We're clothed in the authority from on high. Whew. Father, I stand over Washington, D.C. this day. I walk across this nation. And I draw the circle around Washington, D.C. The battleground of the ages is right there. The battleground of our country is right there. I draw a circle around the whole city. Today I ask you to release the innumerable company of angels to descend upon the White House, to flood that house with strength, power, glory and help on high, to flood that house with an innumerable company of angels, to relinquish all darkness that's trying to penetrate that house, to lift our first family up into the glory, to lift our president Cyrus up into the glory and break all the darkness that he has made to bear. We hold him in on the wings of a great eagle. You lift him up into the glory and break and shatter the darkness that's trying to override that house. That you flood that house, Father, with strength and the might and the glory, filling it up with the glory. Every decision coming out of that house, let your angels begin to sit at the table. Let the angels of wisdom sit at the table. The governmental angels sit, the great warriors to surround with a ministering flame of fire that reaches all the way to the heavens, that you would open a Jacob's ladder over the White House, Father. A Jacob's ladder where the angels of heaven will ascend and descend, Father, with such incredible favor, with such incredible wisdom, Father, with such incredible glory. Strength and might and light would break out from that place all over this nation. Favor exceeding favor, exceeding quenching the lies over that city. Father, let the angels of truth come and quench the lies that's coming out. Quench the lies that's coming out. Quench the darkness coming out of that city. Quench the darkness, Father, the numerous company of angels to quench the lies that come out from that city. Mando Rebesuna. Quench. Loose them. I draw the circle around Harris County on that foul liberal spirit trying to occupy a whole state. Today, we draw the circle around our city and our county. This is the home now, the blessed of the Lord. I decree This is the house, the Capernaum inheritance. This is the city that will receive the full weight of the Capernaum inheritance, that every part of society will be testified to with full demonstration. Today, open the eyes, send forth the angels of light to open the eyes of the heirs of this city, to awaken the army within this city, that you send the innumerable company of angels to quench the liberal foulness coming out from the ranks, to quench the darkness and the policies they're trying and endeavoring to strangle your church. Quench all infirmity and lying data, be exposed. The lying spirits associated with this COVID, all the lying data, I command it now to be quenched from this city. I command it to be quenched. Send forth the living waters and quench all the darkness. Then no fire will erupt from this city. Be quenched in the living waters of heaven. Every place these waters flow, let there be life. Let there be truth. Let there be justice. Let all injustice that's fueling all racial injustice this day be justified by the blood of Jesus. The blood has justified it all. Christ died in the stead of all injustice. Let it be resolved in spirit. Let it be resolved in the atmosphere. Let all hatred be put down. Send forth your angels, the warriors, to dismantle now hatred and violence. Dismantle the foul spirits trying to move people to kill, steal, and destroy. Quench! Quench the violence! Quench! 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 I see a city full of the glory. I see a city whose foundations are of God. I see a city from which river will flow. I see a city with a political landscape. The inner city political landscape will suddenly transform to light. Transform conservative value. Transform to godly values. I decree it washed away, as this city will now be flooded with the glory, preparing the way for your great glory to come out from it. I loose the innumerable company of angels carrying the river of God, flooding into the foundations of this city, quenching violence. There is going to be a great turn in the political landscape of this city. It will all be overturned. Even the inner city policies they hide in the darkness of strongholds are suddenly opened. Suddenly, there's nowhere to hide. Suddenly, there's great light into this city. Intercessors, this is the way you need to be praying. Don't be standing in the earth asking God to do something. Stand in heaven and decree it done. Stand and see that He has given us authority. These angels dismantle darkness. Father, over this house, we all stand in one accord. So we draw the city around this house. We draw the circle. You release them. those angels dismantle. I've seen them dismantle darkness, dismantling all disunity, dismantling all disharmony, dismantling every voice, dismantling all spiritual darkness that endeavors men to break rank, dismantling discord. How good and how pleasant it is for oil to flow right now, the oil of unity. We loose the unity from above, out from our spirit. We loose unity, the oil of unity, like honey flowing upon the chairs, flowing into the atmosphere, flowing upon the people. If the Lord shows you somebody, just release the honey of the Spirit on them right now. Just pour honey all over them. If you have a meeting with somebody, just pour honey all over that meeting right now. Let it release out from your belly right now. See that golden oil pouring out from you. That is not you. That is heaven moving through. Father, we loose the honey of the Lord over. If that person, you see the person, just release honey all over them. You don't have to shout their name, whisper their name, but just pour the honey on them. Pour the glory, pour the unity, pour the healing virtue, pour it over them. I see them now wearing a robe of white. I see them suddenly turn to the glory of God, and the honey of the Lord is all over them. I see the reconciliations of their past, of their childhood. I see walls beginning to crack all around them. I see walls, demonic walls, being shattered around them, shattering the demonic foundations. All the nesting of the soul be loose this day. This is the house of the Father now. This is the house of glory. All injustice, any one father in this house carrying injustice, unresolved injustice, send this great honey. I don't even know what this is, but I'm loosing it. We send the honey. Swallow up the injustice now. Forgive them. We stand and ask forgiveness on their behalf. We ask life for them. If you men praying, you can ask life. We ask life. Manifested glory. Woo! How many feel that freedom? Oh, we wear it today. We wear it. We wear it today. Father, send the honey all over these intercessors today. Pour honey over them. The golden oil from above. Pour the thick, rich, glorious honey all over their family, all over them. Pour the blessing of the Lord all over them. Pour the blessing. Somebody, God's speaking right now. He's asking you to bless somebody. When he tells you to do it, bless them. There's honey all over it. He'll exceedingly multiply that to you. He'll multiply it back to you. 100-fold honey in this house. 100-fold glory in this house. There's healing in this house. I stand right now in this hall, in this house. I stand and I say there's healing in this house. There is healing in this house now. There is wholeness. It's the house of wholeness. They will say of the Father's house, I hear them say it. As I move right up into the future, I hear them saying, that's a place you go to get whole. That's a place you go to get healed. That's a place you go to be filled. That's a place you go to be trained. There's wholeness there. I walked into that house, and suddenly God encountered me. Things begin to lift from me. There's atmospheric glory in this house right now. There's atmospheric unity here. It's the seedbed of the awakening of this great nation. It's the seedbed of the running of the white horse. It is the ground that's hallowed now, that's holy, fertile, glorious. It's a well breaking forth that will never stop. A fountain, a geyser well of glory breaking forth out from the foundation. Whew, I feel whole. out from our belly floweth the river, a river of generational inheritance. There's a king's house in there. It's a king's house. It has the glory of Solomon in that house. It's everything functioning in divine order. It is the blessed of the Lord. Get ready. I see a whole new batch of intercessors coming in. This time they see the glory. This time they're ready to receive a new way. You will teach them, says the Spirit of Grace. There will become multiple prayer meetings in this house, led by multiple leaders, multiple times of a day. Like what you saw with a house of prayer, except it's the house of the heirs that are moving. And I will tap each cell group within the house. I will give them a commission. And they will watch mountains move virtually overnight. It's a great army will be given to this house and those who pray in it. Suddenly things will begin to move that never moved before. Faith will rise everywhere. You will walk through the door, says the Spirit of the Lord, and faith will suddenly be on you. Great faith. Glory and life and light. You will see my glory rest upon those caught up with me, and their face will shine like the sun in its strength. You will see my glory upon the face of those who know their God in this hour. You will see the manifested glory of the last day sons of God. Mindare brunde siniana. Orimananiarana. You will not want to leave here in the coming days. You will not want to leave what I am going to put here. My Father and I will make our abode here. I will change and bring forth the level of transfigurating glory that will change you more in one session that you can change in the whole year long. A transforming glory, the likes of which you have not seen in your generation, will be present. Pockets. Spontaneous glory will come down, and those that are here will suddenly be caught up. And they will receive a whole year's transformation in one session. You will not be able to keep up. It will outrun your capacities to manage it. It will become unmanageable. It will break out from these walls, saith the Lord. Man, I just almost went over to the next level. He said, that's all I'm going to tell you right now. Whew. I am going to say what I just saw, though. I saw people like Philip being translated right out of this house. And you're standing in the midst of a city and suddenly you're preaching. Suddenly you're standing before a violent crowd and you release the glory and it was like the army that was Elisha. They all suddenly were dismantled, blinded, stood there dumb and confused. Thank you, Father. We lose ourselves today in the power of this realm. I hear the Lord tell me to this for a week. Spend time in the Father of Lights, the way I showed you today, says the Spirit of the Lord. That will equip you much easier. There's a multitude of gifts that come out from him on any given day. Good gifts, perfect gifts, precious gifts, things that you need that you don't know you need. He gives it to you as Father and Son before your ascension into joint heirship. That's why he is called the Father of Lights. He equips you. Nothing can stand in his light. All things are reconciled. All things are made new. Your renewal will happen on a much greater level now. Your encounters will happen on a much greater level now. Everything will now elevate to a new level. Keep your eyes open. Don't lose time in this hour. Things will move at a much greater rate now. Stay connected. Stay in the river. Stay in the fountain. Stay in the frequency. Move in the frequency of light. Stay with it, saith the Lord. I will change you more in one day than you can change yourself in a year. I will equip you rapidly. Whew. Children will begin to be used of me in this house. I'm going to bring them into the sanctuary with my glory on them. I will use their innocence. I will set my glory on them, and you'll watch me heal through them. It will be a miracle in your eyes. But this is how my kingdom operates. It will be an astonishment to the world to watch a 7-year-old child raise somebody from the wheelchair. Prepare yourself for this hour and this day. It will overtake you in a moment's time. The suddenly and the seasons thereof are upon you. Lord, thank you for this day. Wow. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for the restorative glory. Thank you, Father, for the amazing grace. Glory to God.